welcome to the official, unofficial American Gladiators podcast.
Hold on! Hold on, Rob. No,
that's all?
We have a breaking safety alert for all of our listeners out there. Hopefully you listen to this soon. A United States satellite is falling back to Earth and could potentially impact almost anywhere on the planet. The satellite has hazardous materials on board that could pose immediate hazards to people if they come in contact with the material. Specifically, the satellite contains fuel and metal containers that are considered hazardous materials and could survive entry intact. Any debris should be considered potentially hazardous and should not be touched, handled, or moved. Citizens who observe or encounter falling debris should notify your local public safety agency and stay away from it.
Who is that alert from?
This has been an alert from the Federal Emergency Management Administration.
Wow. FEMA.
Whoa, that's legit.
How did you get a hold of that information?
Rob, I make it a point to have all available safety at my fingertips for the listeners of the official, unofficial American Gladiators podcast, because nothing is more important to us than their safety.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you interrupted the podcast
for
this important message.
Excuse me? I'll pretend I didn't hear that. And I'll pretend you can't understand me because I have chopsticks in my mouth.
That'll be easy to do.
I guess that is important for our listeners of the podcast who will.
Right now, though, to bring it back, we're at the midpoint.
Yeah, I don't know why we really
the
did
season
that.
Finale.
Yeah, so if you're trying to listen the normal way, which is during the commercial breaks as you watch a recorded episode of American Gladiators, you should not try to do that tonight. We're not sticking to the format. We like to spice it up for the season finale.
Don't want to let you get complacent.
So just watch the episode and then listen to this. You can pause it now if you haven't listened. Watch the whole episode. Okay, we can come back now. So is there anything we've seen so far?
Well,
so is that
Wolf secured the fact that he will not be asked back next year by
at least
falling
not for
off
tough.
Of Hang Tough.
For no reason.
For no reason, other than he lost his grip.
The other guy juked him out
but
of the ring.
The other guy's performance after that was pretty amazing. It was very dramatic.
Did he almost not make it?
Yeah, he was like swinging all over the place. As Hulk put it after the event was over, he was like a monkey who couldn't find a banana anywhere
in
the forest. Anywhere in the jungle, yeah. A monkey in the jungle, couldn't find a banana anywhere. Which, wow. I'm just glad the writers are not on strike anymore and they can write stuff like that.
Seriously, bro.
Hulk's colloquialisms are really just...
It's like the next Tom Brokaw. He should be doing political coverage.
Well, I'm assuming that's his next step. For those who are kind of following his career so far, it's really the next logical career move.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Was there anything else?
We'll be back with more insights.
You had something, didn't you, in the first event?
Hang Tough.
I don't know.
First female?
Maybe.
I don't know.
The assault?
We'll think about it.
Oh, and that assault. She was great. She hit it on the first thing.
Yeah. One.
That was great.
One hit, wonder.
You know what I think we need to do? I'll pose this and then we'll do it. Is I think we need a profile on the ref, the guy who yells, is the contender ready? Is the gladiator ready? Because he's like a character who you would take for granted on the show, but without whom the show just wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah.
There would be no rhyme or reason. He's like he's very important to the structure, I think.
A profile.
Underappreciated.
Courage.
So we'll look into that and we'll get back to
Al
you
Kaplan.
After this.
Okay.
Okay, hello. We've watched a couple more segments so we can comment on like the last 30 minutes. And that was...
Yes, what was it?
That was a very impressive thing that we just saw, wasn't it?
Very impressive.
And the one before that was also quite astounding.
Very astounding. I thought personally that Titan did a really good job on the joust.
Oh, we're getting that specific, are we? Yes. Titan did an amazing
That's
job.
That's not an overstatement.
Knocking down the first one in 1.8 seconds.
It was extraordinary.
Wow.
I would say.
Yes.
4.4 for the second.
And then the next, yeah, then he knocked down Alex in 4.4 seconds.
Not bad.
Did the contenders go wrong or did Titan just go right?
I think Popeye came in and just gave him some spinach. That's what he boiled down to.
That guy doesn't need spinach.
He is strong.
It was extraordinary.
That's it. Sounded like that was the beginning of the sentence.
And
very much so.
Okay.
Commercial for Knight Rider.
Oh, and the product placement. Wow. When the red guy was in his, like...
Evan.
In his interview.
I believe he's
Evan.
Name.
Why is
Evan.
He doing one
Sorry,
of
Greg. Evan was in his interview, and then at the end of the interview, he takes a sip of some sort of drink. It was like a joke. I could not
It
believe
looked
that.
Delicious.
It did. It I wanted like to go buy chef. That kind of drink, except I couldn't tell what it was. It had an 8 in the title, in the name. But that was all we could make out.
Neat.
What are you, like, boycotting complete sentences until Ruben gets back?
No.
As you may or may not have noticed, Ruben didn't join us for this segment, but don't worry, he'll be back. Was there anything else? Wasn't there something really cool in the, with the women? No?
There's always something cool with the women.
Wise words. These are like little sayings by Ryan Jones. Okay. Any last saying?
It's like, what was that Richard Gere movie? Dr. T and the Women?
Sure.
Whatever it was?
Yeah.
It's just like that.
Yes, it is. Just like
Precisely.
That. Okay. We'll be back. This will be our final segment before the Eliminator, and then we'll come back to you with our closing remarks.
I want to take a pause for a second, recognize Al Kaplan.
Oh, good.
The referee for American Gladiators, and I just give you
Without
a
whom
bit,
none of this would be possible.
Hardly. None of it would be possible, indeed.
Yes, so...
The important thing is that he is a great man.
Why is that?
With notable appearances in Dodgeball, A True Underdog Story, 61,
Asterisk.
Real,
asterisk?
Yes,
asterisk. What's the asterisk?
Because it was
the Roger Maris movie.
And he was an umpire until 1995 in the Major League. Baseball.
League.
Yes.
Wow. And now he's our referee on American Gladiators.
Yeah. Well, with that kind of CV, you get pretty much any kind of ref job you want.
Well, I'm glad we delved into his backstory. Is there any other interesting points about it?
Been several commercials as well, including Southwest, Canon, Toyota, Nike, Snickers, and wait for it, Viagra.
Wow, nice. Okay.
He's a great man. I wasn't
Very
lying.
Interesting.
And
Very
he's
interesting.
Part of the greatest show on television, which
he,
makes him greater.
He's not just
it's
part, he is
completely
the
reflexive.
Main part, I would say. He is in every event. for every contestant.
Yes, you could say he's the star.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying all along. Go back and listen to the former episodes. I've been saying it the whole time.
Fair enough.
Okay, was there anything to discuss, or shall we make predictions?
I'm really anxious for the Eliminator.
Me too.
We'll just be holding tight until then.
And once again, I hope that our theory is proven wrong and that the time difference does make a difference.
This is the last chance.
I do. I do hope that. If this episode disproves the theory, I think we'll have to shut down the podcast.
I think we'll just need to kick you off.
Okay.
No one will be able to take you seriously anymore.
That's true. Well, I hope. So any predictions for the Eliminator? Or shall we get right into it?
Get right into it.
I'd say Monica by 10.
Yeah. Is she the one that's behind, or is she ahead?
She's winning.
She will win.
She's
never... And there's no way Alex comes even close to Evan. Okay, we'll be back and see if those are correct. Okay, we're back for the final segment of this season of the podcast.
Hard to believe it's already come to a close.
Hard to believe.
Indeed. So, our predictions were correct.
Yes.
For the Eliminator. And unfortunately, the time difference at the beginning did not have an effect.
Fortunately
on the
for
winner.
You, though.
Fortunately
you still
for
have
me.
A job.
Yes.
Fortunately for you, because you still have a job.
Thank you. You're backing
nice
me up on that one.
Someone had to say it. Two people had to say it.
Two relatively uninteresting eliminators, people though that was the fastest time ever we saw.
That was exciting.
Yes.
I have to say, Al Slowhands Coplin.
I thought you were talking about Al Cowan.
No, Al Cowan was not involved. Al Slowhands Coplin was kind of... I think he might be taking money from the mob on these Eliminator challenges. Well, I don't want to go that far and get involved in some kind of slander.
We live too close to Staten Island to be talking about the mob,
bro. We're going to have to go back and edit that out a little.
What? I wasn't listening.
Doubtful. Yo, check it out. I got a significant result.
On what?
More than anything, we just want to leave you and our new gladiators on a hopeful note.
I just
like
want to check
know
one
that
thing.
The, there is a relationship between the amount of oil that Malawi imported and the price of oil.
That's hold amazing. On. Hold on. We're not done. One
the
thing.
More expensive that oil was, the more they
what
imported.
Are you talking?
Explain that.
Just
that, bro.
I just want to point out that the
time.
No.
R. Kelly's bringing us
no,
up.
No, I have
right,
we
quickly,
have things
quickly,
to say.
Quickly.
First
R. Kelly's
of all,
speak on it.
American Gladiators did not win its time slot in the weekly ratings chart that I'm looking at, even though it was on for 2 hours, about an average of a 5 rating.
Yeah,
It lost to Dance War on ABC, 2.5 Men on CBS, and a 2020 special.
Thank you.
Listen, I don't know. Here's the thing about the podcast. I think we can only continue if we get some positive viewer response. Otherwise, it's got to shut down.
Why are you bringing that kind of negativity to R. Kelly's game?
Well, we've only had 3 comments on iTunes. One of them has been negative, one has been positive with slightly negative things, and one has been totally irrelevant. So, if we don't get some positive feedback...
I'm not prepared to make any ultimatums. Ultimata.
Well,
ultimata and cheese.
Help convince Ruben and Ryan by posting... If you've made it this far in the series and in this episode, Please, go on the iTunes Music Store and post something. I'm that star up in the sky. They're celebrating the final episode. I'm that mountain peak up
high. Hey, made it. I'm the world's greatest. I'm that little bit of hope. When your back's against the rope, completely.